thought you were doing it totally rubbish. I'm in cross.
First of all, I'd like to thank Rabbi Nachum David, all the scholars involved, for being lucky me to speak in front of the Choshev Tzibur. When one looks in the Inyan of Halacha, any Inyan, but be mine in the Inyan of Halacha, one looks sometimes, after one has looked at the Rishonim, the Gemara and Rishonim, one looks at the Gedolei HaPoskim of Bizmanenu, and then one of the things one sees is how little one knows. You look at one Shuvah of a Gadol, and he's answering hundreds and hundreds of Shuvahs. You see that Shas, Rishonim, Achronim was mamish clear in front of the eyes. And one realizes, I mean, one should realize beforehand, but one sees a bit more clearer how great the Gedolei HaPoskim are. At the same time, it's very interesting to know, the Moshel, we're looking in the Inyan about Goyma, Bikas, Goyma, how much the Gedolim themselves say, Puk Chozi B'Shuk, you ask me a Shaila, go and have a look what the Olim Fesach. These are Gedolim, new Kola Shach Kola, and nevertheless, they themselves are saying, let's see how the Miniga Olim is. Chavadik is, whatever I'm saying, I'm not Zichar not being Machri and Alocha, and Zichar not being Machri Ben Shnei Olim Gedolim, and if I think of it, when it's Lamaisa, one should do Kamina Gavoisov or ask his own Rav, it's possible to give a background. Everyone knows that there are four things that state in the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, as there's four things, Arbo, Sarichin Oided, four people have to be Moida. Have to thank the Rabbeinu Shulam with Bikas Agoimo. Yehuda Ayam, those who go into the sea, Hoylchem et bar yis, those who go through the desert. Mishoy choyle, someone was choyle. According to Ashkenazim, more is those who are choyle, more very dangerous choylem. In general, I will, in the Idmachloik Svadim and Ashkenazim, in certain things, I will go according to the Minig Ashkenazim to I'll make it easier. And choylem is Mishoy chavos beveis asurim. And someone who's locked up in prison. And there also, Mishavur was more noted, he was in prison for something that was more nearing towards death, Chalila. Very interesting, Marum is in the words, V'choil achayim yuduch haselah. Chayim is chavush, prison. Yud is yam. Yud is yisurim, choila. And mem is midbar. Marum is in the words. Now the obvious question is, as if it's four, Omar Rav Yudom Arav, Rav Yudom Arav said there's four that Srich and Oides, but we know, Menega Oilem is, as we know in Reish Yud Tes, Sif Tes, it state, Hani Arba Olav Dafka. The Mechabah state, those four Olav Dafka. Duadin, anyone that was made an ace. Pshat says that he was involved actually in a Sakona, and he was saved. If you say, well, no, you make a bracha. So you may ask, then Oibezoi, what's the difference between these four? If in the end, Sof Kol Sof, the Menega Olam, Mishmur said, we go like that shitter. The Menega Olam is that we say, because going on any mishap that happens to a person. The answer is, Abshat Ezoi. Let's say, talking about the Midbar, and Yodayom. Someone goes through the midbar and nothing happens to him. Nothing happens. He goes Baruch Shem, everything goes safe. He goes right through the midbar, goes through the hot Sahara Desert. Nothing happens. He still makes Bikas Goyimo. Even if no mishap happens. And the Moshe Yodayam, people go into the sea on a ship, over the sea. Even though no mishap happens, we still have to bench a Goyimo. And that's the difference between these four things and any other case. Any other case is only if he was in a Sakonis Nefoshis, and then he was saved, then he has to make a bracha. That's the chilip between the two. What's interesting to note is the Yisoyin Adob of Omar Rav Yudom Rav is a Kapitul Tehillim Kuf Zayin. And then Kapitul Tehillim, I'll take one example. It's talking about Tov HaMidbar. They were in a Midbar, they got lost in the Midbar. Bishim Adorach. In Moshe Olim Atzov, they didn't find civilization. Ra'avim, hungry, Gamsamim, thirsty, Nafshim Emtisati, and they didn't know where to go. And the state of them, in the next pasuk, Vayitzaku El Hashem, they cried out to Hashem, they davened. In other words, in the Kapitul Tehillim, which is based on what Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, when he said, Hocha Midbo, they're saying that the Taka weren't Sakonis Tefoshes. And the state of them, Vayitzaku El Hashem, they cried to Hashem because they weren't Sakonis Tefoshes, but Salem, in their distress. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu should save them from their sorrow. And then it stayed not them, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did save them. Yadricha Mederech Yishorem. And so on, he took them to civilization. So then, the actual capital, I just took one example, Yedayam. In the big capital, tell him, it says they did go through an occurrence of Sekhonis the Foshes. And he stayed not them, the famous passage, Yoydu Lashem Chassim and Yifloisim Lineodam. And then, Pshatin, the person should praise Hashem. Stayed not them. And it goes through all the four cases. And Moshe, when it says about Yodayam, it says quite mephorish, they went through a whole storm and a whole hurricane, and then they damned to Hashem, and then they were saved. So the Shaila is, if we say that what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, Arba Srichim Leidus, is even if no mishap occurs, and that is what's unique regarding Yodayam and Hulcha Midbaris, then why attacking the Kibbutz Tilim did it say that the Taka went through all that? So the Chayyab Pshat Zazoy, as the Ramosha brings it out very clearly in Igros Moshe. He said like this. He said, but Emes, these four cases are unique. The Moshe will take the case of going through a midbar or the Yam. These four cases are unique in that a person's got to realize, even if he's going safe, he goes on a ship, and everything goes safe, but he should know as Cholila, anything happens, even a small thing happens. The Moshe, if a hole gets into the ship, or the ship breaks down, his mamma's given over to the elements, he's at the mercy of the elements. And therefore, the sakana is much more than if it was in dry land. Let's say a person, his car breaks down in the middle of the town. He calls the AA, he waits for 4 or 5 hours till they come. And if they don't come, they come the next day, he's got somewhere to sleep. He's in the middle of civilization, it's not dangerous. It's not as though he's at the mercy of the elements, even if he stops. But a ship that has a hole in the ship, all he has is the big sea around. And also, in a midbar, he's literally at the mercy of the elements. So even though he's safe in a car, in a van, and he's going through safely, but if Khalilah anything happens, the monster gets a flat tire. And then he's stuck in the middle of the midbar. At any given second, he could be attacked by Listim, Chayis Rois. So that's the difference between these four things and anything else. Therefore, Zot Ramosha, that even if everything's going okay, but you should realize that, and for that, benches are going on. Now, the question is, a very common question is, what's the halacha by the aeroplane? Person goes on the plane, what's the halacha? So Ramosha, he takes this idea very far. He says, that's right. He says, we'll see later this Chalukah Deis, but I'll take the Igros Moshe Devaila. He takes this idea very far. He says, when you go in the aeroplane, and you're going high in the sky, let's say everything goes safely. Most times, statistically, most aeroplane journeys are safe. You look at the statistics. There's thousands and thousands of planes going. But he said, nevertheless, you've got to be aware of the fact. It's Khalil, anything happens. Imagine someone said, I want to open the window for a second. For 1 second, the plane could collapse. Because they're at the mercy of the elements, any one thing that goes wrong, they're at the mercy of the elements. The potential danger is much bigger there than anywhere else. Therefore, even statistically, they're having less accidents. But nevertheless, the awareness that potential danger is much higher. Therefore, that is what's unique about aeroplane journeys. Therefore, Dr. Ramosha, and that goes in the same gedder as Yodayam. Ramosha goes a step further. He said, based on that, he said, Lav Dafka, you're flying over the sea. He said, even if you're flying over dry land, the Moshe could go from one part of America to the other part of America. And clearly, anything happens, then Mamish at the mercy of the elements, you're just going to drop, Chas Shalom, the person will drop. And therefore, Zot Ramosha has not just flying over the Yam, but even flying over dry land. However, there's a big machlekes, the Briskarov, the Chibinarov, the Belzarov, Rabaran, they all held, you don't make Hagoymo. They don't make Hagoymo. The Satmarov and the Chazanis said, you do make Hagoymo. It could be they were only referring to when you went over the sea. I don't know about dry land. Rav Eliashiv says, you do make Hagoymo over the sea. You fly over the sea. Rav Shlomo Zalman went, it seems, in the same lines as Ramosha, and he said, once you're flying, it doesn't matter where you're flying, even if you fly over dry land. So Shetzach, everyone should be knowing, like Kaminig Abayisov, and everyone should ask their own Rav. It seems that here, people, Fetzach, at least Cholopoch, the person flying over the sea, many people do say they are Goymo. Now, very interesting, we see the Machloikas, and obviously everyone has to do what they've been told. What happens if a person feels it's very hard for him to machriya, he doesn't know what to do? Is there any eitzah? As Tak is seen by a very choshev Rav here, it seems he was choshev for those shitters that said you shouldn't bench a goyimel, or the misadach is going choshev for the under shitters. So he asked someone there, well, anyway, which is the easiest answer, obviously. He asked someone who's benching a Goma, will you have me in Zinnan? You're right. Okay, but he felt he wanted. You're right, but because the Och Poiskim, Gdola Poiskim, would say yes, so perhaps he felt he wasn't sure. You're right. So, one eight says, you can say it's Avrach Locha, but if a person is choishes, or he sees everyone doing it, perhaps he's choishes for the shitter, so shteit azoy. There is, in Sif Kimmel, an eitzah that you can say it without shame and malchus. You say it in front of 10, without shame and malchus, the opposite eitzah. I don't know if Rav Shlomo Zalman was so nichalei, because at the end of the day he felt it's nishkin brocha. You say it without shame and malchus. So I want to bring something very interesting, where Rav Shlomo Zalman brings a very interesting aura. And what does one do if someone's masupik about benching a goyim? So obviously, like we say, the easiest thing to say is someone else benching a goyim and he tells, well, you have me in Zinna and you can be moitzi me. And that's it, you can be moitzi. Don't you take me furush in the mechaba. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman came with a very interesting answer. And he said, Azoy, the Gemara says, Azoy, what is the nusach ha-brocha? The nusach ha-brocha is, as my mavorech, Fred the Gemara Kasha, Shaila, my mavorech, what is the nusach ha-brocha? Omar Rab Yudah, Zotach Rab Yudah, Boruch Goyimel Chasodim Tovim. The Emet says, what it means is Boruch Tov Hashem Kenim Melech Ha'ilom, Goyimel Chasodim Tovim. Interesting enough, it doesn't say Goyimel Chasodim Tovim La'amo Yisrael. It says Goyimel Chasodim Tovim. So that's the nusach ha-brocha, you say Boruch Goyimel Chasodim. However, we know that that's not the nusach ha-brocha we have. We have the brocha Goyimel Chayim and Tovim Shikamarani Kol Tov. That is based on the Rif, Rosh, and Rambam, who have that nusach, and they're not gurus that we have in the Gemara. And the Torah, Beis Yosef, the Mechaba, and Mishmura, they all go with the nusach that we have. However, and in fact, the Gozabach is said one should be moichek, one should not be goyres, the gears of a state in another Gemara. So in another Gemara, Takish Tei, Baruch Goymel Chasam Tovim. Abba, Gozabach said we shouldn't be goyres that. However, there is a Zah nusach, there is a Zah gearsim. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Azar Itza. He says, Azoy. He says, let's say, we can be choishu, we can't take this geser, b'di'evet. B'di'evet, we can be rely on this, we can be soymich on this geser. And he says, Azoy, come to shul, we'll see later that you should say in front of 10, you shouldn't say in less than 10. Come to shul, and get 10 people, and when you say because of Shachar, say the Baruch of Yirat Sein, say Baruch of Hashem, Goyimel Chasodim Tovim Lama Yisrael. And you add on Taka Lama Yisrael, and you've been Yotze. I've got a bit of a kasha, it just occurred to me, a kasha, there's no Malchus there. As she's relying on before, I don't know. So, Azoy Zot Rav Shlomo Zalman. The question is, I don't know if the Olam fits Azoy, but I'll tell you an interesting shayla that happened with the Rebbe Yashiv. Rav Zilberstein Kiyudua has the most interesting shaylas. He has this last Yat Yishmael, so much so that he's even ready to bring it to Rebbe Yashiv. And this was a shayla yad. There was this Edimans of a shwer. And it sounds like his shwer was a bit of a shwer shwer. And they both down in the same minyan. Well, I don't know how advisable that is, but they both down in the same minyan, not just Shabbos. They daven every day of the week. They daven the Shwer and the Edim daven in the same minyan. And these Edimans, he didn't, never mind what we'll see later what happened, he didn't even want his Shwer to know that he knows how to drive. Are they right? Now, this Edim didn't just drive, he had a car accident. And his Rob Paskin, you should bench a Goyimel. So now he's got a problem. He's going to come to shul, he's going to bench a Goyimel. And the halacha he's got to say in front of 10, so everyone, so Shwer is going to come and say, Shalom Aleichem, where have you been? And he has to tell him the truth, that Behemoth, not only does he drive a car, which is kefalach, but he also had a car accident. So he didn't know what to do. And this seems to be a true maaser, because if Rav Zilberstein brings it to Rav Yashiv, I can't imagine he's going to be mafreya him for something which is not halacha maaser. Yeah, you're asking a very good kasha. No. But Emma said the fricks are good. That is what occurred to me. That's what I'd swear. Every Zilberstein bringing to Rabbi Yashiv, every second Rabbi Yashiv is precious. He's only going to bring him what's halacha lemaisa, and you could answer. It could be, you know, this swear would ask him, why did you damn in different minion? As I swear. I don't know, it's tucker. So, right. So he asked, Rabbi Zilberstein asked, he suggested as well, perhaps we should say, use this eitzah. Come in the morning, perhaps the Shua hasn't come to davening yet, and say, get 10 people around you, perhaps still the Kirahai, and say the Baruch Birkat HaShachem, Baruch HaShem, Gimel Chazon, Tzimel Amma Yisrael, and say, Amen, and that's it, and the Shua won't know anything, won't know the better. Rabbi Yashiv wasn't Nichalei, he wasn't happy with that. He said, you'd be Mishaneh from Matbeish, Tzobi Bo Chachomim, that's not the Nusach accepted. He wasn't so happy. So we see, there's a Machlokes, one should rely on that. It doesn't seem that Oilem Fitzach, that they rely on such a Eitzah. Derech Agav, there is a Chakira of Rabbi Kiva Eger. What would happen if one would have a neighbor? Because we said before that the best Eitzah is if someone says a Goyim, and you ask him, Machme Atoiva, be Moitzimi. And that's, we see Maxim Chol Yoyim. So the question is, what would happen if someone came out of hospital, and he was Nisrapa Mechoyla, and he was Nisrapa from his illness, and he said a Goyim, and this person had... was Yoy Dayam or Hilchem Edbarius? Can on his nays, there's four different nisim. On his nays, can he be Moitzim? So Rabbi Kiva Eger Blayt Sorachian is a Mesupik. So one shouldn't rely on that. So when we said that he should ask someone to Moitzim, it's obviously talking about in the same category. And Takin Ma'isim Kol Yom, you see when the beginning of Zaman, beginning of Bein Zmanim, we see all the Yeshiva Bachrim. So sometimes the first Sach is every Yeshiva Bachr goes ahead. And sometimes they're all said Yeshiva, one Yeshiva Bachr. You say, they're all in the same country, they're all Yoidayam. You say, Agoyimel, and we might see all the others. That seems to be quite an Ungenem and Zach. You can ask a Shaila, what's Taka preferable? You've got 10 people to say Bikas Agoyimel. Elam and Zog and all singing for the same thing. Because, like we say, it's different things, it's better that Rabbi Kiva Eger is a Mesupak. So they're all saying on the same thing. Is it better one person should be Moitzi all, or each person should say himself? Interesting to Shiloh. It's very hard to know what the Oilem Fitzach, because in the same shul, I sometimes notice that sometimes everyone says it, and sometimes one says it and Moitzi the others. So it's very hard to know what the minute is. If Shlomo Zalman says it's best that one person should be might see others. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman, Barayvam Hadas Melech. One person might see, and it's Al Sazam, he calls that Barayvam Hadas Melech. One person might see the others, it's based on Mishmura, that is Roiv Am Hadas Melech. As I thought, Rav Shlomo Zalman. I heard, I don't know, I haven't seen any Svarim. Someone said, Misad Hergesh, he would like it that everyone should say individually. As it's not a psak, just. He said, because Mefitzach, as we always give a brocha, Mish Gemolcha Koltov, who you Gemolcha Koltov, Selom. So you get a brocha. So whenever the person says a brocha, he himself gets a brocha. One person says it, and the brocha goes close, it's not the same thing. He said, Misad Hergis, it's more Gishmak, that each person should receive his own individual brocha. You're right. Some people say that. Yes, you're right. But even then, it's not as Gishmak. You're right. You're 100% right. But even then, Gantain is not as Gishmak. But like I say, it's not quite. The only say for us, I've seen what Rav Shlomo Zalman said, but you've got to ask your own. What's halacha about the channel? What's the channel? The channel, is that called Yoydayam? So Yoydayam, Tachasiyam. But is it Yoydayam? Yoydayam means, if you look in Tehillim, Kapitel Tehillim, Yoydayam is the pshat, you go on the sea. But is this called under the sea? Is this called Yoydayam? Do you make a goymo? Oh, Felix is there, good. Yeah, very good. So I'm just saying, you say a good point, although there, yeah. So actually you could ask the same child, well, it goes exactly in the same category with McLaren. Yeah, so Rabbi Yossi is also asking, you've got a bridge, but by the way, can you see from one end or the other? Can you see from Norway to Sweden? If you can see, you can't see, Mamish can't see. The pastures is when you can't see the seashore. So Rabbi Yossi is asking, what happened with the bridge? You can see, if you can see,
Sweden you can see.
Ah, is it between Denmark and Sweden?
It takes 1.5 hours by boat.
Okay. So I've seen. So Rav Yosef ben Meir good nekuda. Devaila, I've seen what Rav Ozna said. Rav Ozna in the Shev Televi, he says in the channel, he doesn't expound so much on it, but he says in the channel you don't make Birkas Hagoyim. Esher, the truth is I've never been in the channel, but Esher, first of all, you can say, even according to Moshe, who says that even if you fly over dry land, you say Hagoyim. Esher, here you don't say Hagoyim, because if your car stops, if the train stops, nothing is going to happen. You can wait a few hours. It's not, mammies, you're not giving over to the elements. Not as terrible. So actually, getting this around, even like Ramosha and Machadis, you say, Hagoyim in an airplane flying over dry land, but it's not in the same parameters, the same category. So Rav Ozna passages you don't say. So perhaps Uadin, I'm not saying, but perhaps Uadin on the bridge, you don't say. You're on dry land, you're not giving over to the elements. If Khalila, anything, the car stops. It's not kefalich. It's not you're not almost given over to the elements. According to Ramosha Pashas, yeah, I've heard someone say Taina. You've got to ask her off. But I heard someone say Taina Zoi that if the airplane can make if you're given a certain amount of miles that the airplane can stoop down at an angle, there and it can get down to dry land, it's nishadik kefalich. And again, that's according to those who say only dry land. So you're asking, according to Ramosha, do you say from Manchester to London? I mean, did Ramosha only say in America or even from Manchester to London? It seems he said any case, but you've got to ask her off, Lamaisa. Now that we're talking about the Nusach HaBrocha, what is the Nusach HaBrocha? So Kiyodua, we all know the Nusach HaBrocha. The Nusach HaBrocha, which is the Ongenemen, not like the Gisa we've seen in the Gemara, but the Ongenemen by all the Rishonim, as brought in the Torah Beis Yosef, is Baruch Hashem Kedem Malach Olam, Agoyimel Lechayovim Toivais, Shigamlani Kol Toiv. What's pshat in those words? Hagoyimel, you're mentioning the Rebbeinu Shalom, Agoyimel Lechayovim Toivais. Because Baruch Hu is given Lechayovim, Chayovim. Those who are culpable, those who are guilty, he's giving them tovus. And he's including me in it. Shagamalani called tovus, including me in all the good. So Rebbeinu Shalom is giving me, I'm including all those who are guilty, and he's giving me a tovus and he saved me. So you could ask a Shaila, what does it mean, chayovim? What's up, chayov? So one could say that any person who is in a sakana is the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim are open, and they're looking and they're being ma'ayin into how it feels like till now, and therefore he is begedeh chayovim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. And he says, Shekamalani kol tov, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me kol tov, every good. Based on that, it's not the Magen Avraham, I've normally, by brochas, the Shaili says, does a kotter make a goymo? Does a kotter make a goymo? So we never see a kotter make a goymo. You could ask a Shaila, why not? Why didn't a kotter make a goymo? You could say, well, he's not going to get an aliyah l'toira. But we'll see, it's not mukhrak, he has to have an aliyah l'toira. We see very often people make a goymo, they don't get an aliyah l'toira. It's not mamish dependent, he's not one of the chiyuvim. Bira Lachan says, not one of the chiyuvim mamish to get. Bira Lachan says, if there's no one, if there's chiyuvim before him, avada gavis, the goymo didn't get an aliyah. If there's no one else there, then he should come first. But avada gavis, we see Maitim Chol Yoyim that very often people bench a goymo without an aliyah. So why can't a cotton get up in shul and make the brocha, and everyone give him a brocha? At least misad chinuch. Why do we find that the cotton never makes a brocha, and we're never mechanech hakatan to make the brocha? So the Magen Avraham said, based on what we just said, the Zot of the Magen Avraham is right. How can the cotton say he's chayev? A cotton is not barinchin. The main word or state in agoyim el chayovim treves, but he's not chayev. He's not barinchin. That's eshdach. Oh, very good. Yeah, so it could. Yeah, very good. Very good. It could be that Pshat is, for certain cheshbon, actually sometimes he is punished. But you're right. It's a good horror. So Why didn't he say Agoimel? Oh, so he's not including the Chayavim. Actually, the Kotter means Cholila, his father. His father will be punished because of him. So Kotter can't say that about his father. He can't say that about your father. He said a Brocha. If Ne'am Ve'eden, he said Agoimel Chayavim, he's referring to his father. He can't say Zazach. Who's to say that? So Izicha can't mean that. The Mishmaru brings down, or one of the Neitzah Kelim bring down, what about Efshin the Esh to Gilgul? He was Chayav. He's not Chayav, he's a Kotam. In the Esh to Gilgul, the first Gilgul, he was Chayav, and he's a Gilgul from the first life, and therefore he is Chayav. So, man, as I write, how can you don't know Nistoris, how do you know? And Nistoris are Hashem and Kenu, you don't know. Today in the Nuschach Brocha, you can't say that.
So,
Yeah, Mela. No. Not that he had the accident in the Eshi Gilgal. He had the accident now. But Eshi was Chayev Misa, because in the Eshi Gilgal he was Chayev. And therefore, and that's what I mean. And it came, now came the time, you're right. The time to go over, whatever. Yeah. So the answer is, in the Nuschach Brocha, you can't be Oitzik in these things that goes Mamik in the stories, and the stories of Shemuel Kenan, you can't say that in a Nusach Abrocha. So he was saying, now we understand why Ketanim don't say it. Now the question is, what about ladies? Now, Be'emet, you could tie in this, and Mrs. Asay, She'en Azman Gromach. Because it's not Mrs. Asay, She'en Azman Gromach, it's got no fixed time. So to understand this, we have to go to another Shaila. What is the connection between Bikas Agoimo and Kriyas HaTorah? What's the connection? In fact, the Bira Loch says, not Mamash Achiv to get an Ali. It's not one of the Chiyuvim, it's not a Yotzah, it's not a Bar Mitzvah, it's not a Eifrov. No, boss is odd. If no one else is there, then he's got Kadima. But otherwise, all the other Chiyuvim are before him. So, what's the connection between Agoyimel and Aliyah L'Torah? And Slatans, you see very often, they don't get an Aliyah L'Torah. So the answer is, as always, the Gemara says, and before we carry on, we have to know another halacha. What is the halacha in front of how many people does he have to say agoyimo? That's the main shaila. So before we come to Noshim, we have to know a few other things. The Eshazach is, in front of how many people does he have to say agoyimo? Sveitin, is there any special connection between Birkas agoyimo and Aliyah L'Torah? So we haven't seen the Gemara of Rekta Zoyim. The Gemara thought, as the Gemara says, Abaya Omar, Abaya says, but tzorich, and it's necessary, le'edui, to thank, kamei asore, in front of 10. Where's Makoir? And Makoir is in that capital Tillim. Because the state, tichsiv, v'ra'roimamu, bekal am. Because the state, not when the Eden was saved in capital Kuf Zayin, state after Yerda Yam and Bamidbo, state not them, v'ra'roimamu, they praise Hashem, bekal am. Kahal Am. Who is Kahal Am? 10. The Alamol, very often, 10 is Kahal Am. Called up Shibdusha, it's Bifnei Asara, and it's Uruch Ara, where sometimes Nicham Avenim, so to think they're in front of 10. Azoy Mefitzach as 10. Now, the question is already there, it starts a Shaila. Is it Achiv to say in front of Asara, or is it better to say in front of Asara? Because the way you translate Sorich, there's two ways of translating it. Either tzorich means it's a basic necessity, and therefore if you don't say in front of 10, you're not yetzer. Or tzorich is exemplary, it's good, it's a mahuda to say in front of a sorrow. So regarding that, we have to see that Shulchan Aruch says, Azoy. Shulchan Aruch says, tzorich levorech brocha zu bifnei asorah. Azoy paskin Shulchan Aruch. However, it does say, the im birich bepochis masorah. What happened? Bidiyeved, he said a bracha less than a sorah. Yeshoimrim shiotsa. Some people say yotsa. So come to choyz azoy. Roy bishoinim say yavad gevis when Abai said sorich. You got to say in front of a sorah. It's mamish ma'akiv. If you don't say in front of a sorah, you're not yotsa. Bidiyeved, if you said it not in front of a sorah, yeshoimrim shiotsa. But yavad gevis, you shouldn't rely on it. You shouldn't rely on it. Zichonot. And not only that, if you said it not in front of a sorrow, then you could have lost out your bracha, because then you can't say it again in case you have been yotzer. So Avadigav is every person should wait till he can say it in front of a sorrow. So Avizoy, that's the Eshazach. The Sveitsa Zachi is, what's that to do with Kriyas HaTorah? So Mamela, based on that, it should be with Nea Soros, Gevorah Naminuk. Now Machabes says, V'nogu, therefore the Noig, Levorach Acha Kriyas HaTorah, after Kriyas HaTorah, Lefish Yeshom HaSorah, because there's a Sorah. So we see that Kriyas HaTorah is not Ma'akiv. Ba'emes is, you could say in front of Tana, any given time. Now Vos is Minig, V'nogu, to say it by Kriyas HaTorah, because that's when you have ten. So now let's go back to the ladies. About is the Shaila isn't about yes Kriyas HaTorah, not Kriyas HaTorah, because it doesn't have to be at Kriyas HaTorah. That's just a minute. That's a titzah from the fact you're going to have ten. So Ibezoi Esher ladies should say it, and it should say it before the Asara. And you could say it's Mitzvah to say Shein as my grammar. It's no fixed time. Oh, but we find ladies don't say it. So the Shaila is why not? So the answer is because it's not Kavod Bas Melech Panima. It's not right to say in front of ten. Oh, Rabbi Avraham Frick Gevaldik. Rabbi Avraham Frick in front of ten ladies. So now, I'll read that Mishmur to you. As Be'emi sees Rabbi Avraham's Mechavim to Chavetz Chaim. Wow. State Azoy. As why can't ladies say it? The Yeshu Kosvu, I'll read that Mishmur. Rabbi Avraham asked like this. Why can't she say in front of 10 ladies? Where is it going to be in 10 men? So I'll read that Mishmur to you. The Yeshu Kosvu, it permits you to make your letters, I think. Not to make your letters. Yeah. The Yeshu Kosvu, Mikol Mokoim, Nochu in Hu, it's right, Shetavorech Bifnei Asora, Al Kaponim Bifnei Noshim. The Ishachot, one man. So it could be a husband, the Ishachot. So, before 9 women and 1 man. As though he's not Mishmurim. Why? Mishmurim, because Kahal Am, it's not Dovashim Dusha. It's not learned from Ada Ada Dovashim Dusha. It's learned from Kahal Am. Where's not Kahal Am's got to be 10 men? Mishmurim, based on that, he said the Zaza. However, from what I can see, Mifitzach Nishazoy. So it seems that Oilam don't Fitzach like what Mishmurim says.
I had a plaque for Rav Rosner.
Yeah?
My wife had a serious brain operation.
Yes.
She made serious ado. It was a minion of family. He said, "You bet
you're going." In front of 10 men?
Yeah.
Oh. So Reb David Moshe is not to give out the Gazach. As there was a Meister Rab, as in front of 10 men. So Pshaz is like, as it seems the Olam don't rely on this, what the Mishmur says. If you're going to make a brocha, and the Rab Paskins of the ladies should say, then best is Mishpocha. It's more sneeristic. If you've got mishpacha, the moshul, there's Yerushalmi minig, and by Yeledes, women come, they say it in front of 10 men when they come to the Shalom Zocha, and she's there, and she says it in front of 10 men, in a closed circle, that she says it. Or the Lamaisa, let's say a Kiddush of a girl, she had a girl, then she said it in front of 10 men, in a closed mishpacha. So Meila, like Rav Dov Moshe says that in front of mishpacha, then we find there is a minig olam. By Yeledes, Zichu Yerushalmi minig, as they do say in front of 10 men, that's Yerushalmi minig by Yeledes. And it seems that if necessary, if the Rob Paskin, she should say it, then it's best in front of Mishpacha. But to rely on what Mishmur says, I don't think the olam fits Achazoy. I don't think the olam knows. So we see the Gabba that. Now the question is, Azoy. What about, this is a very, it's not such a known halacha. I'll read out the words of the Mechaber, Shteit Azoy. Of these 10 people, we've seen the established fact that you've got to do it in front of 10 people. Zichu, you shouldn't rely on saying it unless. Zichu shouldn't rely on less. Although this is Yeshoimrim, but you zichu not. And one of the reasons you shouldn't rely, because once you've said it, unless, Allah said, you've been yotza, then you can't say it again, you mamash lost out. So Avadig of you should wait till you have 10. A person comes from a flight, so lechatchila, he should say it within the first 3 days. So that's called within the jet lag, within coming off the flight. If not, 5 days. If not, he has till 30 days. Perhaps Mishmur is saying that an Efsher, but Yevad, you should say it, not in front of 10. But Avadigavis, you should wait even till 30 days in order to achieve the number of 10. It's a very important, it's a very big machri in the halacha to say in front of 10.
You can be one of the 10.
Yes, Shatzin said you can be one of the 10. Shatzin clears your shaila, and he said you can be one of the 10. Does that help the Shatzin? Yeah. One, you, and 9 others. Yeah. Whether you can say that about a lady, if you say kalam means man, so I don't know if you can say that by a lady, but stamazon in general, yes, yes.
So I say for in Surah, all the benogamim, some from Moshe, and he says, if you're traveling somewhere and you're traveling back, and you're only staying a short time, you shouldn't say, but I'll go in the middle.
By the way, does that mean, let's say you go from Switzerland to Eretz Yisrael, and you fly back, you shouldn't even say in Eretz Yisrael. Even though you went for Tachlis to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. If it's a short time, I don't remember how
long. There's a lot of. There's punkt in that, is a bit. Now it's very interesting. I'll just say one more nakuda. It's very interesting that a person, we said before, that a person, to bench a goyimel, let's say in any other occurrence, besides the four famous occurrences, what's halacha if, let's say, it was an accident? So, what's a achra? How much does he have to be in the accident to be involved to say a goyimel? So, obviously, a person should ask his rav. Every case is different. But let's say there's a, I saw one of the police came, let's say there's a line of cars. And he's at the back of the line, and he sees Khalil the terrorist attacking the first car, and he gets out quick enough, he makes a U-turn. For that, it doesn't make a goyimel, because it wasn't in the mats of Sakana. You say that Dova is, it's got to be in the mats of Sakana. When he's in the mats of Sakana, and then he saved, then he bets the goyimel. But not that he could have been in the mats of Sakana. So let's say he misses a flight, and then a strike Gavalt, oi Gavalt, and then Bosch, that flight had a crash. So it's Gavalt Gashkocha Protis. But nevertheless, he wasn't in the matzah sekana. So, but pastures he didn't bench a goyimel. So, I think we'll just leave here. And yeah.